This is Fresh Air. The composer Haydn is generally considered the father of the modern symphony. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says Haydn's symphonies may appear to be simpler and more straightforward than they really are. Lloyd has a review of some new Haydn reissues by the late Sir Thomas Beecham, which Lloyd says ought to be models for all Haydn performances.
Among the most popular works in the entire symphonic repertoire is the 94th of Haydn's 104 symphonies, The Surprise. Yet many of his greatest symphonies are not so well known. They certainly aren't played as often as the symphonies by Mozart and Beethoven they inspired. I think one reason for Haydn's relative neglect is that his symphonies are not as easy to play as they seem. At least on records, they have very rarely received the performances they deserve. Maybe the thing that Haydn is most famous for, his sense of humor, is what throws off many conductors. How can a work be funny and serious at the same time? So they either play down the jokes so they won't stick out, or they exaggerate them so the more serious elements of the symphony seem dull and pedantic in comparison. Maybe most conductors don't understand that one of the most essential qualities of Haydn's century is wit. If you look at some of the great 18th century writers, like Alexander Pope and Samuel Johnson, you can see that the texture of their work is a complex mixture of wordplay, jokes, and high moral and psychological seriousness. Pope can write with sly sexual innuendo, then in the next breath make you aware of the triviality of that same sexual game-playing. No wonder Haydn was so popular in England. His last 12 symphonies, which were among his greatest, were actually composed for London. So it shouldn't be surprising that one of the very greatest Haydn conductors of this century was a witty and sophisticated Englishman, Sir Thomas Beecham. Let's listen to this teasing selection from his 1960 recording with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra of Haydn's 102nd Symphony. What's most wonderful about Beecham's Haydn performances is the quicksilver way they slip back and forth in tone. The humor is rich and funny, but droll, understated. Beecham's elbow doesn't bruise your ribs. The seriousness is deep, but never ponderous, as in the profoundly tender introduction to the same Symphony No. 102.
Bye.
Among Beecham's greatest achievements are his entire series of Haydn's 12 so-called Salomon Symphonies, which were named after the impresario who brought Haydn to London. They've been long out of print, but I'm delighted to see them reappearing on compact disc. Angel has released 2 CDs so far in their budget-priced Classics for Pleasure series, so now 5 of the symphonies are available, including The Surprise, The Clock, The Drum Roll, and The Miracle, which got its nickname because a chandelier is supposed to have fallen during a performance of it, yet no one got injured. The incident actually happened during the Symphony No. 102. Angel has also been issuing other wonderful Beecham performances on CD, including a heavenly album of early Schubert symphonies, and perhaps his most famous recording of all, The Magic Flute with the Berlin Philharmonic.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed 2 Haydn reissues with Sir Thomas Beecham and the Royal Philharmonic in the Angel Classics for Pleasure series. This is Fresh Air.